Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first is the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. And you can find out about upcoming shows in Santa Barbara and Pasadena, California. Also, tickets for our October show at Carnegie Hall in New York City go on sale September 2nd. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Matt Taylor from Lafayette, Louisiana.
Hey, beautiful Lafayette. That's right down there in Cajun country, right?
Oh, may we?
Oh, that's excellent. Oh, wow. You're bilingual.
Oh, not even close.
Not even close, really? So are you?
No, the Cajuns turned me on that real quick. I studied French for 4 years and tried to speak French with them and suddenly realized that, no, I'm not even in the same realm.
Right, I understand. So you just don't try. But it's sort of beautiful and exotic, and the food's excellent, right?
It is another country.
That's great to hear. Well, welcome to our show, Matt. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each of them. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. Ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
Here's your first limerick.
As the movie's plot gets rather naughty, I stand up and my neighbors act snotty. But the movie will slow. My website says so. It tells me when I should go
potty.
Yes, indeed. This is a common problem. You're in a movie, and let's say you're watching Star Wars movies, right? But you really need to make a dash for the bathroom. When to go? Time it right, and you've missed 10 minutes of boring sand dunes. Time it wrong, and you're coming back going, wait, who's Luke's father? What? Now, thankfully, there's runpee.com. It's a website, and it's an iPhone app. It tells you when it's safe to leave without missing any good stuff. For example, you're watching the recent Transformers movie, for example. Runpee recommends taking a break 30 minutes in, right after the hangar scene, and then it tells you to come back in about 2 hours for the credits. Here is your next limerick.
Easy listening is not just for wimps or for dancers who may have slight limps. It turns out that monkeys don't like sounds too funky, and soft rock is favored by
chimps.
Right. Want to make your chimpanzee friends happy? Pipe in a little Barry Manilow into their enclosure. According to a study from Kyushu University in Japan, infant chimpanzees who have never heard music before have a distinct preference for the easy listening music found in elevators and malls. The chimps were played a variety of music. They could make requests by pulling in a cord. Turns out the chimps are really into Air Supply and the Carpenters. This is interesting. It's not really a surprise to anyone who's ever listened to their local light FM station. People are always calling in to dedicate Close to You to Bubbles in the African enclosure. All right. Here is your last limerick.
Those who've heard the word rarely rejoiced. It's the mouthfeel of how the sound's voiced. Plus, it's soggy and drenching. Look, my fists are clenching. I'm repulsed by that icky word.
Oh, choice.
Not choice. It's a tough one because we're asking for a specific word, but there are some clues. Let's hear it again. There's some clues in it.
Those who've heard the word rarely rejoiced. It's the mouthfeel of how the sound's voiced. Plus, it's soggy and drenching. Look, my fists are clenching. I'm repulsed by that icky word.
Soggy. Soggy is a clue. It's a synonym for soggy. Rhymes with
moist.
Moist. Yes, very good. The word moist is the most hated, unpopular word in English. At least that's according to Mark Peters of Good Magazine. There are Facebook groups like, I hate the word moist, and moist is a wrong word. And Twitter is alive with tweets from people venting their rage toward the word moist. Visual thesaurus editor Ben Zimmer has speculated that it's the oi sound in moist that offends people, since other much hated words include ointment and goiter. And that would also goiter. That would also explain the strange widespread dislike for all the Jewish people who are getting up from chairs. Oi! Oi! Carl, how did Matt do in our quiz?
Matt was perfect. 3 correct answers. So, Matt, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.